Yeah, that was our feature game yesterday in Ardmore. At one stage, looked out beyond for 250, 300 total whenever Decker Curry and their professional goo man was at the wicket. But when both of them went out, they lost their last seven wickets for 46 runs. We're all out for 174. Brady were never really under any pressure at all. David Rankin was 77 not out, and their professional, Irish Sumisaria, he scored 61. So they cruised to a six-wicket one and have opened up a gap now of 48 points at the top of the table. Going to take a lot to catch them now. They're in a great position.
And let's go to Strabane. They're playing Coleraine. Coleraine didn't set a very high target. 93, so Strabane got that with ease.
Yeah, disappointing batting performance for Coleraine. They're missing one or two players, I know that. But nevertheless, they should have done better than that against Strabane. 93 was never going to be a challenge. But Strabane have moved up to second now. Some people were writing them off at the beginning of the season, but they've done exceptionally well. 97 for 3 with Harlan Gillespie, tough scoring with 30. So Strabane second at the moment, they'll be more than happy with that.
They certainly will. Well, a team that won't be happy and a man that won't be happy is yourself, because you've been tipping Donnymana to win the league, losing again against Brigade, picking up just 2 of the 25 points.
Yeah, and a high-scoring match, Donnymana, a terrible run. Getting 286 when at one stage they were 19 for 5. They recovered well. Ricky Lee Doherty was 77, top scoring. But the story of the day was all about Gareth McKeegan, Brigade's opening batsman. 216 not out, including 21 fours and 16 sixes, 180 in boundaries. Unbelievable bit of batting. Apparently he had everything out of the ground, and you can't argue with a talent like that. 287 for 4, very comfortable winners by 6 wickets. And Donnymana's season of woe continues, Miles.
It sure does. It's hard to believe, but it's true.
Absolutely true.
Fox Lodge against Eglinton, all one-way traffic there too.
Yeah, Fox Lodge again, another side missing players yesterday, only got 100 all out. And a big boost for Eglinton going into next weekend's cup final, just losing the one wicket, 101 for 1. So that gives them a good, that's moved them up to third from the bottom now, whereas they've exchanged positions with Fox Lodge. You know what I mean, second from bottom.
It's the table looks as follows. Brady, top of the table, 172 points, and there's a big gap to second to Strabane, 124, Coleraine, 123, Donnymana, 109, Brigade, 102, and Eglinton, 101. They're quite close together, and with 25 points available for each game, they can certainly climb up the ladder up the table. But can they catch Brady? That's a big question.
Well, Brady are playing with so much confidence, it's very difficult to see. Brady would have to lose a minimum of 2 games, and they've only lost 2 all season, so it's a big ask for anybody to catch them. But they're keeping their feet firmly on the ground. They're mostly an all-local side, never won the league in their history, and they're all up for it. Obviously, this year, this is their biggest chance ever, and with a nice 48-point cushion, they're in a big, big position.
Am I correct in saying 5 games left? Is it 14 in total they'll be playing?
That's exactly right.
And
Miles, yeah.
9 played at the moment, so there's 125 points available. Okay, if you win all 5. So I suppose they can be caught, but as you say, if they can win 3 and still win the league.
I would say 3 victories would give them the title, because everybody else is going to be beating everybody else, as has been all season.
Mm-hmm.
So it leaves Brady where they're sitting in pole position to go on and lift the title.
Mm-hmm. So is that the way you see it at the moment?
I see Brady winning it now, and I would be delighted for them, because David Scanlon, their skipper, is a very enthusiastic young cricketer, and he also playing for the Warriors, getting a lot of wickets, and he's got the boys all playing for him, and they're a good crowd of lads up there. A lot of hard work done by the committee as well, and never tasted the league success, so it would be great for them as a club to win it, and it would be a complete change from what we're normally hearing about the Donnymana and the Brigades. So it would be something different for Brady if they could go on and win it. I think they can.
Each year we talk about Brady as being a good cup side, but I suppose they were consistent this year so far. They haven't won the league, but they're in a good position to do so.
That's right, they were a cup side. The last couple of years they've struggled down at the wrong end of the table. One stage they looked as if they were going to be in a playoff just to stay in the league, but this has all changed this year around. They've concentrated very much so on the league. And it's nothing better than confidence when you're playing well. You can go out there looking forward to every game. And with Craig Young and David Scanlon and their opening bowlers, probably the best opening pair in the Northwest, it's a big, big plus for them.
Sure is. Okay, let's look at the championship, and I suppose we'll put the emphasis on the Donegal side in that championship, St Johnson, but not strong enough against Glendermott yesterday.
No, they were up against it yesterday. Glendermott are pulled but cleared the top of that, look certain for promotion, and beating St Johnson yesterday, not unexpected. St Johnson put up a decent enough performance, but not good enough, as I say, Glendermott. They're probably going to go on and win that league.
And Ballyspellin in second position, too strong for Kelly Clooney.
Yeah, that was an important game because they were second and third respectively in that one. So Ballyspellin have gone clear second now, but I think that's maybe where they're going to end up. Although I think there's only three games left in that league, which leaves Glendermott in a great position.
And Burndernet, too strong for new buildings. They picked up 23 of the 25 points.
They did indeed. Burndernet, comfortable winners there. New buildings made up for it today, mind, because I'm out actually at the T20 Charity Cup finals out of Glendermott today. And the first one's just finished. Glendermott, or sorry, Bronze Glen took on New Buildings. And New Buildings won a thriller, 128 to 125. So a little bit of a plus for New Buildings after losing yesterday, winning the Eric Cook Memorial Cup.
Well, that's well done to them. And they are, I suppose, battling it out at the bottom of the table with Bourne's Glen. And so it'll be a psychological win, if nothing else.
That's a plus for them, especially beating Bourne's Glen, as you say. And the two of them are down at the wrong end of the table. But big results for them today. And I'm sure they'll celebrate. They're a team that likes to celebrate. They don't win that often. But it's a credit to them. They've just come under senior cricket recently. And it's a credit to them. They're opening their new ground officially on the 26th of August. With a star-studded six teams competition. So a great lot of work being done out there by New Buildings, and I credit them that they've gone on and won that Eric Cook Cup today.
Okay, and just going back to the league yesterday, the last game that we didn't mention, Drummond too strong for Bourne's Glen, so Bourne's Glen really going through a difficult period.
They had a bad weekend, bowled out yesterday for a very low total. Drummond at last getting the one. They haven't had a good season either, mind you, but yesterday they got a result which will help them, but they're going to finish up about mid-table. Unfortunately, they're nowhere near the top. But it was a victory. A victory is a victory, and that's what that's about.
Uh-huh. And just to mention, I suppose, the Foran Valley T20 Cup Final on at Glendermott following your game there, Brigade against Brady.
Yeah, that should be a cracking game because we know Brady are top of the league and doing exceptionally well. Brigade had a big one yesterday. Also, they have the Senior Cup final coming up next Friday and Saturday. So they'll be determined. That could be a very, very interesting game. Hard to call that one, mate, because the talent on both sides is extraordinary. So big crowd out here, which is great because all the money goes to local charities. And there's a good crowd out here today, which is good to see. And Glendermott, as usual, hosting it very well. Ground looking superb.
And would it be true to say that perhaps teams will try out new players, or well, not maybe new players, but to see who they will select for cup finals and so on?
Well, I just saw the panels for the finals actually in today's Sunday Life, and it's a 13-man panel, each team. They've already named them, so there'll be nobody getting tried out. I think it's settled. Even the 11 on each side, I can nearly name them now already.
Okay.
The other two guys will be just 12th man in reserve. No, I think the sides are already selected even before today's game.